What does this girl do, Lou?
She's a striptease dancer at the burlesque show. I wait for her every night outside the stage door.
Does she meet you?
No, but she waves to me from the patrol wagon as it goes by.
Sense. I used to chase girls like you, and I never got anywhere. And one day I decided life wasn't worth living. I tried to shoot myself, and somebody stopped me.
Too bad.
I tried to hang myself, and somebody stopped me.
Too bad.
I tried to drown myself, and somebody stopped me.
Some people never know when to mind their own business.
Well, all I have to say to you, Costello, is adios.
Adios.
Yes, that's goodbye in Spanish.
Well, Los Angeles traffic.
Los Angeles traffic.
That's goodbye in any language.
Gosh.
Hey, wait a minute, boys. Here's a serious-looking fella trying to get a word in edgewise. Let's see what he has to say.
About this time.
I've been chosen a man of distinction by the Boy Scouts of America, and my picture is going to be in all the magazines.
What picture?
There it is. It's a picture of me leaning up against my scoutmaster, drinking a glass of buttermilk.
You must be pretty popular with your Boy Scout troop.
Yes, sir. I'm the only Boy Scout in California that's got a hot rod.
Yeah, you don't even know what a hot rod is.
Oh, yes, I do. A hot rod is a jalopy that smokes Mexican cigarettes.
You idiot. You running around with a bunch of kids at your age? There must be something wrong with you. What's the matter with you anyway?
Can't figure it out, Abbott. I sleep good at night. I sleep good in the morning. But during the day, I just seem to twist and turn.
No wonder nobody will associate with you. You haven't got a friend in the world.
How can you say that, Abbott? I'm the most popular guy in my hometown. Every one of the 300,000 people in Paterson, New Jersey, love me.
Wait a minute, Costello. 300,000? Paterson only has 140,000 people.
When were you there last?
2 years ago.
Well, people have children, you know.
You please talk sense. What's that roll of paper you've got in your pocket?
That's my Christmas shopping list, and you're right on the top.
Oh, I'll say, that's wonderful. What are you going to get me, Lou?
I'm going to get you a handful of nickels and dimes and put them in your mouth.
What do you want to give me a handful of nickels and dimes to put in my mouth?
I'd like to hear some change in your conversation.
Never mind. Who else is on your list?
Well, there's my Uncle Mike. I don't know what to get him. Last year, I got him a smoking jacket.
Did he like it?
Oh, sure. Christmas morning, he stuffed it into his pipe.
Didn't it burn?
Yeah, but not as good as tobacco. I think I'll get my Aunt May one of those old man river girdles.
What's an old man river girdle?
It helps you tote that barge and lift that bale. I'll either get that or I'll get a book, a volume by O. Henry.
A volume?
Yeah.
O. Henry only wrote short stories.
How much can you write on a wrapper off a candy bar?
What is Uncle Mike going to get Aunt May, Lou?
I don't know. Last year he gave her a fur piece. He shot it under the house. Had a white stripe down its back.
That was a skunk.
Huh?
That was a skunk. Why did Uncle Mike shoot it?
After he shot it, he asked himself the same question.
Well, now, wait a minute now. After all, skunk is pretty expensive. If your Uncle Mike had to buy it, he would have to sell his house to pay for it.
After he shot it, he had to sell the house anyway.